several things happen all at once. First of all, the interior of the tower goes completely dark. So all of a sudden, just all lights, everything inside the tower are just extinguished, and it's just pure darkness. The second thing is, Agatha, you hear, and there are things crawling from below rapidly up the walls towards you.
Uh-oh.
Should exit out the top. Agatha goes, they're coming quickly. I can see in the dark, so I have dark vision.
You cannot see in this dark.
Really?
Nope. It is as if a shadow, a just cloud of something has descended. In fact, it feels less like darkness and more like as if a dense dark fog has descended in front of you.
Interesting. Can I dispel that magic?
You can certainly try if you wish.
I will. I want to be able to see to get my hiney out.
I shoot a magic missile at the darkness. Like there's a lot
of DC equals 10 plus a spell's level. Okay. So I guess I just roll it. Any spell for each spell of fourth level or higher on the target, make an ability check.
Yeah, if it's a third level spell or lower, it's automatically.
It just automatically does it.
If it's higher, you have to roll.
It's not automatic.
Great. So just a d20. How do I roll with that?
Yeah. So you're gonna roll the d20.
DC challenges whatever the spell mm-hmm. is. I think it's 10 plus the spell level, something like that.
And I wouldn't add anything to this. It just happens.
Your spell casting modifier.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna do it this way because I think this is how it's set up. 22.
Okay. So you cast that, and what ends up happening is you dispel an area around you locally. So in about a sphere of, let us say, 30, 40 feet around and about you, you can see that this mist has passed around you. You can't see, I don't think you're able to see Django there, but you are able to see Weller, who is, you know, floating. I take that back because Weller was up. No, I take that back because they're floating up. So actually, you don't see them. But what you do see is a sort of drawn and angry, almost a stretched face above a spiky, teeth-filled mouth of this creature, which crawls up the walls at you. There may have been a time when it was human and living, but those times have long passed. There are at least two of them that are heading up in your immediate direction. And there are probably others elsewhere. You can see they are just crawling up from the bottom.
I would like to just, like, running. I know they're floating to up the center, but I'm stuck to a wall. So Agatha's, like, hikes the dress and starts, like, running around towards the top.
What's your speed, Agatha? In this form, young Agatha?
35.
Okay. That will require a check on my part.
And because, oh, I need this to see though where I'm going. A boon of the god. Okay, so I would say this is a shadowy space, yes?
Can for sure.
Shadows gather around you so that when you move, you blend into them, making it hard for your enemies to track your movements. When you sprite, you do so with speed. So this is part of this Dusk Elf feat that I have.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps any, but it just might be worth.
But you're heading up.
I'm taking the dash action on my turn. I gave resistance to damage from opportunity attacks. I'll do that as well. That's...
Okay. Well, it's because you're not technically in combat initiative yet, but it's going to happen pretty soon, depending on what you do. You're running. Okay. So you're zipping up the wall as fast as you can, basically.
Yes, I want to get to the top, and then I think I got a new idea.
Okay. So you're going to book it up to the top. Now you, Weller and Django, where you are floating / levitating, same thing, the tower is dark. You can also hear the sound of whispers and of, you know, like crawling things from below.
I also cannot see.
That is correct. You are not able to see through this.
That's new. All right.
Even with he's saying with his feet, because he's got the special feet that lets him see through all
magical or non-magical darkness.
Yeah. Okay, I take that back. This is magical darkness. I think that's not a spoiler to reveal that, given what happened with just Agatha. So yes, I take that back.
But if since you can magical, magical, I'm still then, good. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. How close are the beasties?
They appear to be probably about. It looks like they're only maybe 10 or 15 feet behind Agatha. Agatha is crawling up fast. They are crawling after her.
They're
look
crawling
to
on
be
the,
on the walls. And there look to be four of them. There look to be two of them over near Weller and Agatha. Sorry, near Agatha. And then a couple that are headed up in your direction. Weller, I don't know if you're like floating in like in the center-ish.
Close to it.
Or, okay, so you're kind of like equidistant from both sides. So you can really see two crawling up the wall towards Django and two crawling up towards... Oh no, because you can't see magical darkness.
Right.
Okay. So you don't see anything.
I don't
never mind
see
then.
Squat.
Okay, you don't see anything. So Django, you can see two heading up towards you and two heading up towards.
So hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing: if they're underneath me, I can't see because of the parapet of the landing that I'm on. Because we're at the topmost level where the heart was, and there was a landing here. Correct?
Right, but I thought you were levitating in the air, though.
I am, but I'm still on the landing.
Oh,
right?
But above the landing.
I'm not
okay.
That crazy.
Okay, yeah. Then in that case, you would just see, I think, the two that were crawling towards her.
Exactly.
You can
now,
see them.
Can you do me a favor and place them on there so I can see what I'm aiming at?
Sure. One. And
oh yeah, this
two.
Is 10 feet. They're totally. They are totally within range. Okay.
Let's see. And I would say there's two of them there.
Yeah. All right. Well, since I can, and I will. And by the way, I am levitating up toward like. Where the ceiling is here, because they're at the tippy top, and at some point I'm gonna have to find a way out of here, and I can't remember if there were any windows around here. I'm not sure. Up here there might not be.
There aren't, but Agatha's gonna make one. We'll get there.
That works. I'm gonna
blow a hole in the side of this town.
I'm gonna send an Eldritch Bolt at one at each of them. I'm trying to knock them actually off the wall. I want to hurt them enough that they're gonna fall off the wall if that's possible. I know it's not really a thing, but it is force damage. So I'm hoping to smack them hard enough to knock them off the wall.
Okay, we will
leave it
see.
Up to you, Arv, if you can adjudicate that or whatever.
Okay.
So here we go. Cheap. Well, probably not going to do it. Yeah.
Sadly not.
Against the standard, against the unmoving thing, I'm perfect. These not so much.
True to the listeners, it was a one and a two.
That's right.
One on that one. Ugh.
So, unfortunately, that does not work out. Weller, are you, by the way, doing anything while just floating in the center there? Once, because you can hear them, even if you can't.
I was going
to
say he's basically listening.
Yeah, you can hear
and,
them.
And being like, because since he can't see anything, he doesn't know where anybody is anymore.
Right.
And he's not especially keen on the idea of calling out and giving away his position.
Marco. Polo, I assume is that, yeah.
Marco!
Agatha is going to use a bonus action to cast Quickly Step on herself and make it 45 feet. So
okay.
That she can speed up.
That's fair. The Quickly Step, is that concentration?
It's a one-shot thing. Her next
it's
movement is 45.
Just the next movement? Okay.
It's a cantrip.
Got it.
Yeah, so I just like, poof, I go forward an extra 10 feet. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so that I think is actually fair to say. So you like literally, as they're coming close, like you know, they're
like pull a little bit
ahead
in,
of them. Okay, let's see. So I think what that means is that we are looking at the...
Painful death. Sorry, what?
The final end. No, we are looking at...
I told you this would end one way or the other tonight.
Let's see. This is...
You thought this would end in victory. I hate to disappoint you.
Okay, I'm just making sure I know exactly what level we're on as this is happening. Yeah, okay. I'm going as I thought. It was the wrong way. I'm meant to be going the other way. Right. Okay. So I'm going to bring everyone to, what was this thing about? At least we're all on the same map now. I remember that moment where we heard we were all on the same map.
No, I don't
map.
Remember that, Arv.
No, I'm sure you don't. This is where we now are. Wabam. So this is a higher floor, which I think I brought the players, to this too. Did I? Good. So yes, this is a higher floor, and so you are continuing to sort of, you know, climb up this way. And so let me pull the creatures there. And I would say that both, now that you get up here, that you are pretty much on the same level with both Weller and Django, although Django is up on this, like, platform up here. Okay. So, let me get the...
I redrag myself over there, Arv.
Sure, give me just a second while I bring over the very large, completely to scale.
Oh, there I am. Never mind. Okay.
Is that one? Damn it, what is it?
Yeah,
is
they're huge. My God, man.
There we go. It was something.
So I'm like up over here. Oops. Up over.
God, what? That
damn thing in the corner. Am I?
That's Django in the corner in the spotlight.
Nobody puts Django
in the
corner.
Losing his religion. Okay. Right. So those are there. So you can now see, Django, that they are almost upon Agatha. And Agatha, you can see that they are crawling up quickly.
Can I try again?
Yes. I would also say, Agatha, that as you look around, you can also see two others on the other side that are making their way up underneath underneath Django.
Can I? I'm going to help us out. I'm going to take... Okay, well, other than doing quickly step again because stay out of the way of things... I'm also going to, I'm going to try to make it easier for us to see them. And so I can do a 20-foot cube. So I'm going to hit the two closest to us, to me, with fairy fire. So they have to make a dexterity save.
Okay, so I'm going to allow you to do that. Assuming that happens, we're going to be in initiative at that
Perfect.
Point.
Perfect, okay.
Is that fine?
Yeah, because if I hit them, it would be an attack.
Okay.
So... Oh, did I get my shot off first? Because I think I might have actually hit one this time.
Yes. I would say you get your shot off and then the fairy fire then, and then yeah. initiative.
All right.
Okay. And don't worry, Mason and Alec, I have not forgotten about you. You will be
Ooh.
Also hurrying your way towards Sir, not appearing in this current picture. They will all be here momentarily. Right.
11 points to whichever one is closest to her, really, is kind of how I want to do that. That's the ones that's in more mortal, you know,
that one.
She's in more mortal danger from.
Okay.
So.
So.
Smack.
Okay, and that's force damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow. Yeah, exactly.
So total of how much? I'm sorry?
11.
11. All right.
Unless you're going to give me that 13 that actually hit, which I don't think it does.
No. So that is, you strike it, and it is hit, but it does not seem inclined to fall. Okay. And so it continues its crawl. Go ahead, Agatha, make your fairy fire situation.
No, you make a dex save.
Oh, right. They have, I'm sorry. That's right.
Dex save against the two of them. 16 is what they need.
Okay. They are both lit up.
Boom. Mm-hmm. They glow like black, purple black lights in the darkness. Now we can see their asses.
And we have advantage to hit them, too. Yeah,
exactly. And then I will... I'm going to just take my move action to move the 45.
Stared.
Okay. So you're going to do that.
Seem that way, yes.
It puts me like over here somewhere.
Yes. Although... I need to think about because that was your bonus action. Okay, yes, because it was a bonus action. Okay, that sounds good. Weller, you get you're just kind of floating in the midst of darkness. Do you anything in particular you want to try to do besides the
so
listening?
Even though they're lit up, I still can't see them. Right?
You can hear them all around them. You do actually dimly make out these two over here, but not very well. They seem to be obscured by whatever this deep darkness is that's upon you.
All right, I'm gonna start heading up.
Okay,
up towards the roof.
Up towards the roof. Directionally, can we say like ish? Like, I mean, or are you just heading like literally straight up?
Literally straight up.
Okay. All right. In that case, I am going to pull up the turn order, and I'm going to delete these so I don't get that confused. And then I'm going to ask everybody. To roll sounds. Something we call initiative.
Not everybody.
Nope. Everybody, including you guys.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
You'll have your own pack of ghasts to attend with soon enough.
Just pump your token.
What?
I don't like that. This one. There we go. All
right. Perfect.
All right.
I don't even have a token I can click on.
I'll drop one of you.
Rolling so bad tonight.
Top left.
Okay.
I'm rolling very well. I'll take that 17.
I am also rolling badly.
Oy vey.
But that's not that unusual. It's not unusual.
To be rolling bad initiative.
By anyone. Not unusual to be rolled by anyone.
All right, I'm still taking my 17, but I'm going to have to redo it to do the damn because I didn't click on my token first.
Oh, also just a quick check here. So, Mason, I know we talked about this the last time. I think I had you at
96.
96 out of 96, right? Because
96 out of 100 and,
101. Over 101, right? 96 out of 96 because you have the right of the storm up. Okay. Then we've got... This is not here. Here, put that down there. Right. Let's see. Field of burn. It's not unusual to roll
up to par. Arv.
Yeah.
It's 96 out of 101. I have no rights on because we haven't figured out whether or not I get those 5 points back from when I got bit by one of those motherfuckers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yes. Fight. Yes. Thank you. That's right. Yep. Because we took off the right. That year. You're right. You're right. My bad.
Right. So 96 is 96. Technically my max minus until, 5 max hit point.
Got it.
Until I learn otherwise.
Got it.
Which by that point, this will probably be over. So.
Yes. Got that. That's right. Thank you. Agatha, you were at. Were you at 46 out of 53, or did you?
Correct. 46 out of 53.
Django, you were still 82 out of 82, I believe.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have Nero up and running, Agatha, or no?
Nero is here with a very specific purpose, so he's around here somewhere.
He's on Strahd, didn't you?
He was supposed to be riding Strahd.
Right, so I just didn't think, okay, yes, right.
So if he's still just chilling in Strahd's pocket, I'm just going to leave him there until Strahd returns, because I know that's going to happen. Or I get him to 100 feet.
He'd get a good beacon of knowing when he comes as well.
It occurred to me later, after our last session, that if Nero was on Strahd, he would have known when Strahd killed Weller, and Nero would have told.
Oh, that's true. Well, only if I'm within 100. I have to be within 100.
You gotta be 100 feet, though. Yeah, it's the only thing that's the damn that's range.
Yeah, it's like once Strahd gets close, Nero will now be able to tell Agatha, and I can cast a touch spell on Strahd.
The beacons are lit. So. I had this image of like,
the
Strahd has killed someone. All right.
Disturbance in the. In the party.
Okay, as if one tiny man had cried out all at once, and was suddenly silent. Okay, let's see. Mason with 10. Dat 10. Agatha with dat 5. I guess that's what happens when you're worried about crawling up walls with, you know.
I can't fly! I can do a lot of things. I can bring people back from the dead.
As a hippogriff, you can.
I can, but I only have one change left, and I feel like I'm going to need that when I burst through the ceiling here in just a second.
So, Weller, you are currently sitting here, I think, at 41. No? What are you at for your new...
His constitution drop.
Oh, yeah. So
39 of 39.
39. That's better than what you had at the end of last time, which was negative 42 out of 41.
That's true.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. One of these is a positive number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 39 out of 39.
6 out of 5.
All right.
There we go.
So we've got that, and your initiative was 3. However, your last initiative was 2, so you are gradually making your way up.
Yes, I am.
Both literally within the tower and figuratively in combat. Okay. Let's see. So we have... And there's Valley. I was wondering where Valley was going.
Yep. I remembered.
Okay. So we've got that there. All right. And we're going to have...
Rudinell, that is very good. Yeah. Yeah. Your bug is a familiar.
He's not a bug! He's an arachnid! Technically.
Okay.
He's an arachnid.
He was gifted to me by this land, and he's a beautiful scorpion, and anybody that says otherwise can take it up with his backhand.
I see your statement, and I raise you arachnophobia.
We are going to start with Django at the top of the round. Django, what would you like to do?
Are the ones closest to me, have they actually appeared yet or not?
They have not. The ones that are underneath you directly, or, you know, close to underneath you, have not.
Right. We make them smaller for being farther away. So I know how, like,
let's use real perspective here, Arv.
Really? Wow. Come on. Okay, so we're talking, like, you know.
Just make them a little tinier.
Okay, so now. They're half gassed.
Yeah, they're not here yet.
Whereas this one is in your face and ready to go.
Right there. All right. I'm actually, now that I have the glow, which is pretty damn sweet, I gotta figure out how to do this. I guess I'll just do two rolls. So I'm going to send both blasts at the one I hit before and see if that'll do enough to knock the damn thing off here. So,
okay.
So I think it's at the second one, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was, I still don't have my clicker to do that. I think whichever one I hit last time are. So these both are going at that way, and I will roll twice and take the better of the two rolls.
Okay.
Advantage. All right, so first roll. I think that's 17.
Okay.
And the second one. Well, either one's going to hit that, so. Okay. So I take it that both hits, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, and the damage that one takes, suck it, is a total of 29. Thank you.
29.
Are you hitting the ones below you?
I can't see them yet. I'm hitting yours because
Don't forget they have fairy fire on them.
So I know.
You okay, good.
Yeah, that's how you got that advantage. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm just making sure you're taking it.
It's been great. So, yeah. So, blast like.
So, 29, basically. You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like trying to swat a big fly. Like, damn it, would you just drop?
Yeah. Okay, that is a big hit. It does not fall, though. There's kind of grips the wall at one point. Like, you can see it kind of like sways and turns and hisses at you. It turns its head and hisses at you, but does not fall.
Okay. I am going to keep moving actually around, since I still can do this with levitate. I'm going to keep moving around the wall. I figure that's not the only one, so I'm going to keep going. So, like, over to here. There.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's going to bring us to Alec, is up next. Now, Alec. Oh, God. Here we go. So, meanwhile, on the other side of the map.
Yes.
Okay. You folks are at.
Running towards the front.
Okay. I'm going to bring you.
Who's on my horse?
I'm going to bring you here for a moment. You and Mason and the rest of the crew come charging into over the bridge and into Castle Ravenloft. So
over
I would
the
put
bridge
you,
and through the...
I'd put you about here.
Okay, we need to move our tokens from the other...
Or just pull from your character sheet directly to this one.
Oh, God, I still... how many
practice
sessions
makes perfect,
of this
Rob.
Fucking game am I going to have to get through before I figure this out?
All of them.
Yes, I'm aware of this. Goodness.
Of course, now that you've moved to a new map, the turn order is clear.
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
I think.
Wait, what?
Well, I can, hold on. On this map, just for reference, so I got a 16. And...
Yeah, I got you on the 10. I got the 10. And
just for this part, if we need it for any reason.
I don't understand what.
Oh, the turn order. This is the turn order.
Yeah, but you already had the turn order. I already got you there. I have Alec at 16 and Mason with a 10. So you're all.
Yeah,
good.
But it wasn't on this map.
Oh, I see. I beg your pardon. Well, there should be...
Reference.
Oh, see, that's weird, because it still shows for me, so I don't know why it's not...
You're the DM.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. So we arrive. Quick check, is there any monsters in the courtyard?
Funny you should mention that.
I figured there's a
yes,
reason why
there
we're
are.
In initiative.
and in fact, there are quite a number.
Oh, great.
Well,
pulling out...
What the hell? Oh, way! Oh, way! Pulling those out of the ground by their tongues. Sheesh.
Ah, this is really not good.
No, it's not.
I think we're dead here.
Oh, come on, Sunsword boy. You got him. You got this.
Are you kidding? Do you...
No.
Oh, hey, my...
You got tons of warm... Oh, okay, maybe not. Maybe, on second thought, yeah, just throw those warm bodies in front of them.
Okay.
Just pull a Zap Brannigan.
So you see 15 of these creatures...
I need you to get
creatures.
Out in front of me and protect me and my fine body.
You see 15 of those creatures with their tongues, you know, kind of like... looking at you in the way that we've described that you see there. And you
I didn't
see
even
them,
buy them dinner yet. Put those things away.
Yeah, these things are definitely coming towards you with some speed, actually, and they do not look friendly. And as your troops kind of pour over, you know, the bridge and into the castle behind you, and I think just for the sake of keeping things easy, I don't want to have to put like. I don't know. I don't have to put every single one of the ones you've got there, but we'll just
no,
say
just
you've got
like a representation.
You've got your force there.
Yeah. Big ball.
You've got your Barovians here. And
come on, they're not really they're behind okay, whatever.
No, I'm not they're right behind you though.
like and they'll be able to attack in two turns when your
corpse is pounded
the dust.
No. They that's not the problem. There's another problem, but not that problem.
Regenerating boy?
Okay, huh? And then the last thing.
Oh, well, that's if I mean, if I had time to make another potion, which I don't, although I don't know if I've rested since the last time I used the last potion, which means if I didn't, then it's still active then.
Okay, so here's the situation with this. So
let me tear you apart with, after lesson.
Yeah, but
for,
here's
like,
the thing, I have to not take 90 damage in a turn.
So these
details.
Things come,
details.
So these things come flying in here, and give me 1 second.
Do I even have time to activate the Sun Sword or anything?
I would have thought you would do that as
see.
You're like running
I'll
into
get
the
to
courtyard,
that.
Probably.
Well, I didn't even know that I was going to be in an initiative, honestly.
Yeah. But I would think that crossing the drawbridge into Ravenloft, you'd have lit
that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, yes. No, the Sun Sword is up and functional as far as I know.
Okay.
When you come flying in here, so the good news is your, you know, people are behind you. And as I've mentioned, you've got, you know, oh, what the hell, I can copy it and paste it 7 times.
The elves.
Okay, there are 7 of these guys, okay?
Yeah.
Soon and then you've
none.
Got.
Shh.
Then you've got.
By the way, Arv, may I just make 1 point?
Maybe.
Only
sure.
You asked me 2 sessions ago what was our formation, and I made a specific recommendation as to what that formation was. The front line is the barbarians.
Okay.
Then after that, between them is the elves, and then the last line is the Barovians. The Barovians are not the front line.
Okay. So, if I understand this correctly, we've got... all right, well then, if we're going to do it that way, then I take back what I was doing, and I'm not going to do all these things. So, I'm just going to keep them as one unit. So, the Berserker... I'm sorry, so the Barbarians were the front line,
Barbarians
you said?
Are making a half-shape arc around the front. The elves fill in the gaps between the Barbarians... And the Barovians are
and all in front of you.
Yes.
Okay. Charge forth, fellows. Okay.
He's
so,
in Miami. He's out of here.
Okay.
Exactly.
He's setting up shop in Barovia.
Okay. So they come running over the bridge, and they are now facing what you
well,
see.
I imagine I told them to charge, and I'm charging in with them. I don't think I'm running off to, you know, Barova Largo.
that's the good news. The bad news is that when you get in there, the gate slams
shut behind you. Of course it does.
So,
because this is a Dragon Age game.
So you are facing this group. And so far this is all you see. But you do see them here. And I am going to... So the way that we'll work this, Mason, is on your turn, you're going to be able to get your troops to move, basically.
Okay.
And so you'll be able to say, all right, you fellows go here, you go here, you two fight to the death, or whatever. Right. And that is...
May I just draw something just so that it makes sense here?
I guess, possibly.
So that's the barbarians. Or however many, those lines are the elves, and then those are the... So wait, sorry, barbarians, oh, they're both B. Shoot. B-A, they're the periodic table of B-A.
Unfortunately, they don't, they're mostly illiterate, and
wait,
so
and
the Barovians...
Wait, they both start anyway.
The Barovians and the barbarians get confused and run into each other.
So that's essentially what it is. Elf, barbarian, elf, barbarian, elf, barbarian, elf, barbarian, elf, barbarian, Barovians. And then we're further up. We're sort of like, I don't know where you think we got up to, but we're with the Barovians.
Okay. So, Alec, I would say this is your turn still, Alec, so you're going to have a chance to decide what you want to do. I'm guessing that you could also declare, like, unless Mason objects to this, that you could also be like, you know, you two. In fact, I think that actually this is the thing that makes most sense to me, is that you should take control of one set, at least one unit, Alec, so that on your turn you can control one rather than having... I don't think it's logical that in 6 seconds...
Well, I actually told him to take charge of
right, that's what I thought, but which one, though?
The
Barovians. Okay.
But I need to get up to the front here.
But I also think if he was going to... I would take the Dusk Elves and he would take the Barbarians, so...
Okay, so you want him to do
Barovians. Calling you a barbarian.
You want him to do the two Bs, and you're handling the Dusk Elves?
Yes, and I'll handle the Dusk Elves.
Gotcha. Okay, so same situation, Alec. You get to go, and then you can order your troops to go. If you want to fall behind your troops, you know, like just hold and then let your troops go first and you go, that's fine too.
So I'm going to run up right next to them, and I'm just going to say, surround me. Hold the positions. And I'm going to hold an action once... they start to swarm in.
What's the action you're holding?
I'm going to hold my Turn the Unholy and use the symbol of Ravenkind at the same time.
Okay.
Goodness. See if it works.
I really hope these guys have like 5 health each. Otherwise, this is going to be really bad.
So, on your Turn Undead situation...
Yeah, once they move in, because they're quite far away still, so I'm trying to get them to kind of swarm around us, then I can activate it.
Okay, I mean they're not that far away. They're gonna close. They're gonna be on top of you next round. Okay, so you're going to hold. So you're basically going to try to turn undead once they close within range. Yes, is that the idea? Okay.
Once they're all swarm, start to swarm.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So, what about your Barovian troops then? You said you're just having them hold the line.
Just tell them to basically just surround around me, make whatever they were ordered to do, like the positioning, and just like make a wall around.
Okay. All right, sounds like a plan. Hello, trooper. Yeah, be my meat shield. Exactly, like. So you're gonna do that. All right. Now, meanwhile, back on the other side of...
By the way, Arv, when I told you what Mason's death scenario was, I didn't actually mean for you to try to set up a situation where that would play out.
I thought it was so moving that I had to bring it to you. You know, I was like, this is great. And I wanted
hypothetical.
Come on, join the club.
Exactly. Well, you know, we don't have that spell anymore, so it worked out for you.
Okay, good. This is right.
I'll come back as a Venus flytrap.
Okay. All right. We come back to the vampire spawn here, which is definitely what these things look like. And I'm going to remind myself that they're on map 6, so I don't get confused when I do this. Okay. So it is their turn. So first of all, these creatures are going to... Okay. So this one over here, which is the so far not hurt one, is going to crawl up and is going to get to you, Agatha. And it is going to... it is going to make two... I think on this one it's going to make 2 attacks with its claws. So it will attack you with its claws twice. Let's see.
1-2, 1-2, and through and through the vocal blade with sticker snack.
Yes, so we have a 19 and a 15.
Give her a moment to put her ears back
to hit your... Oh, yeah, sorry. Agatha, are you back? Okay. You just got attacked by one of the spawn, which ran towards you. 19 and a 15 are the two attacks.
19 and 15. The 19 hits. I don't think the 15 does. Okay. But Agatha's going to use a reaction to cast shield, making her AC a 20, so neither of them hit.
Okay. So this one hisses angrily, or seems like angrily. Maybe it's just saying hi, but it certainly seems like it's angry hissing. Okay.
I hiss back.
Okay, this second one, and you can see here, let's see, because Django is still looking at this one. Django, you can see that this one that you've hit on several occasions now seems to be, seems to have, that you can see its wounds knitting together a little bit.
Of course.
And then it crawls towards you rapidly.
Come get some.
Very rapidly. Okay, I would say it closes right about there. It is going to try to claw and to bite. It will begin with a claw. It began with a claw. And that 8 is not going to get the job done. But what about an 18?
That will hit.
Okay, that unfortunately is the bite.
The bite is piercing?
That's the not as good one. That is piercing. There is another affected addition, but it is piercing. So it is going to do 8 piercing.
Ow.
And it is also going to do 6 additional points of necrotic damage.
Is that poison or something else?
Necrotic. Okay. It's not poison. So a total of 14 points to you, Django.
Yeah, ow.
So that's 68 points out of 82 left. Yep. But yep. There's a worse problem, and that is that your maximum hit points at the moment has been reduced by 6 points. How many necrotic did I say?
6.
That's how much your maximum hit points is currently reduced by.
Ow. All right, so that's now 76. Ew.
You also see that this thing healed a little more when that happened.
Of course it did. All right, that's not good.
Buddy. Hey, what's up, Sneaky Teak? What's up, Sneaky Teak? Your bare necessities. Okay. Right, so that's that. Now these ones... Okay, they are... They climb really fast, but they are
super
not...
Jump hit and die.
They are now okay. On your level. They get on your level, but they have not gotten to attack you yet, but they are now here.
Okay.
And it's probably one here and one here, I would say. Okay, that is their turn, and now we're going to jump back over for Mason's turn, and I think this is map 2. Yes, it is map 2.
Wait, did... Oh, we're not at Agatha yet, are we?
Nope, not yet.
I forgot she rolled a nat 1 on that. Never mind.
Yep. We'll see you in a few hours. No, just kidding. It is not your turn yet. Okay. That's going to bring us back to here. So, Mason, same deal. You can move, and then you can order your troops to do what you will. Or, if you wish, you can drop behind your troops and let the troops do whatever, and then you go.
I'm going to have my troops hold their turns until they come in to attack. So, as they come close, I want them to hold the line.
Hold? Okay.
And wait for them to come in, and when they attack, to react.
Okay.
With an attack on whichever enemy comes closest.
Okay, and same for you.
How far apart are these enemies currently?
They are about, you would say, 6 to 7 feet apart, roughly speaking. Maybe 8 feet apart. And they definitely look like they are in, like what I put them out here is not, it is actual formation. If I zoom out... actually, I don't need to zoom out there, but if Chad is watching here, you'll see as I zoom out that they're sort of like surrounding them, and it looks like that was clearly set up, you know, ahead of time.
Okay. So. Shit.
Okay. It's not a nightmare because it isn't Left 4 Dead. I would say it still is.
Trying to think of what the hell I can do here. Okay. I am going to activate Rite of the Storm on the Sun Sword. So that's going to take my health down.
Okay.
To... What are we at? Level 9?
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me down to 87 out of 96.
Okay.
And then I am going to use... Okay, real quick question. 10-foot radius. 10-foot radius from a point. Would that be a 10... sorry, that was a terrible... Let me redo that. That's not... Would these three guys be close enough for a 10-foot radius from this guy?
If you're with the guy in the center as the kind of target point, yes, I think so. Let me think about that. Yes, I think so.
Okay. So, and it's 60 feet. So from where I am, that's less than 60 feet to the middle guy, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I have Rite of the Storm on the Sun Sword.
Okay.
And I am going to cast Shatter on that center guy. And I am going to be casting it at level 2.
Okay.
So that will be 4d8. I just have to remember.
I was going to say saving throw or
I attack. Don't remember. I don't think I have it listed here. Let me double check. Sorry. I thought I put that in there.
Just reach into the darkness, Jet.
It's 3d8 thunder damage at level 2. 10-foot radius. Con saving throw.
Oh, it is a level... You're right. It is a level 2 spell, so it's... right, so it's... I don't have a higher level, so I'm casting at 3d8. And it's a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. Whatever your spell DC is.
Right.
Actually, you've got... Yours is like a warlock ability, so wouldn't it be... I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Yeah, I just need to know the DC, and I will do that.
I'm checking it.
Okay.
So I think if you're
spell- your charisma based, it should be under your spells. Should be up at the top.
On the roll 20?
Yeah, under your spell list. It's spellcasting ability, spell save DC, and spell attack bonus.
Right up at the top, right side.
Oh, sorry. Wait, why is it like I've never looked at this before?
I don't know.
I see armor class, initiative, and speed. I don't see.
No, go to your spells. Yeah, your spell list.
Your spell list.
Oh my! I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I still don't see it.
It's at the top of your spell sheet. It'll say like spell cast ability, spell save DC.
Right across from your name at the very top.
Okay, it's second level spells. He gets third level spells at level 13, which he's not. So.
I'm looking at the... Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the character. Look. Oh, spells. I'm sorry. I found it. It's 16. There.
Okay. There. 16. Lovely.
So I guess I'll roll that ability while you do that. Yeah, sorry. I've completely lost track of where that actual button was. It's underneath the... Right, I got it. Okay. So, did we actually set up Shatter? Doesn't look like we did. So I'll just roll it.
And you said it's con save?
Con save, okay. Yeah. So that's...
Okay, none of them make that.
3d8. It's just a straight 3d8. It's not plus anything.
You should see it there now, Rob, in the attacks.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Woof, that could have been better.
Okay, so each of them are going to take 9 damage. All right. Blam, blam, blam. 999. Okay.
Does it condition on them, like, does it, like, stagger them or anything?
Don't believe so.
It does something else, though. I remember looking at it.
I was about to say, thunder sometimes, thunder damage does weird things.
It's inorganic. Go ahead.
No, you can say it. You can say it.
It says inorganic creature at disadvantage, but that's all I see, or unless there's something else.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're wearing metal, I think, or if you're in organic, like golem or something, you have disadvantage.
Okay.
That's what I was hoping for with the heart, but I knew that none of us had it, so.
And, I think...
Okay. So, I'm sorry, so 9 each? Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And that's my turn.
They take that, and they don't like it. As that hits them.
And actually, so that was my attack, so that's my turn.
Okay, Now the bad guys go. So these ones are going to come, and I know this is going to trigger any number of held actions, but they are all indeed going to come swarming in towards you. So as these all arrive, I'm going to let them arrive, and then you can tell me what held actions you're doing, as they are all quite literally closing in.
Remember, they're hitting a first line of troops.
Right.
They're not getting right all the way up to me.
Right, right. The troops, I know. So, okay, so now tell me what the troops are doing as they all arrive.
They're attacking whichever, like, if it's the elves, because the elves are the only ones that I'm controlling.
Right.
The elves are attacking whichever enemy is closest, with whichever unleash hell thing they want to unleash.
All right. So let's have them do that. So there's 10 in there. Okay, so one. All right. Okay. They strike. It looks like they are hit. The second one there is hit a couple of times. Okay, and the third one is hit once by the elves. Okay. Then the, let's see, and then on the other side, Alec, you've got the barbarians and the Barovians set up. So you had them held to attack whatever. Do you, you're just basically throwing, subdividing them all? Or?
Yeah, yeah. So if now everything's come in close, I'm going to activate unless you want them to swing first, and then I.
Oh, that's up to you. It depends on you. Can do whatever order. If you're activating, turn on dead first.
They attack. If they attack, that means the ghast gets to attack them as well. I don't really want the ghast to attack.
Okay, so you're going to have the turn on dead thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you turn on dead on this, now, I need to ask mechanically about whether or not you are going to use some of the contained energy. Of the symbol of, I'm sorry.
I'm definitely going to be using the symbol of Ravenkind to help amplify
right.
it if it does it.
Right, it does, but know, it so. Does if you're going to be using some of the latent energy it possesses.
Yeah.
It has a set of charges. The question is whether you're using some of those charges or not.
I'm definitely going to be using them 100%.
Okay. So
when I do channel, when I do turn the unholy, because I'm undead, I take damage. Do I still take that damage? Because I currently take 18 damage every time I do this.
Right.
Currently.
Right.
So it's up to you if with the necklace that negates it or.
It doesn't negate it. it could arguably have enhanced it, but it's not going to enhance it. But it is going to create that situation where you are going to be harmed. Yes.
I'll just put it in chat.
And then you have to run 30 feet away from yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. no, you'll just be taking the damage of that. So, let's see. And actually, are you just, let's see, wisdom saving throw, turn for 1 minute. No, 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 right. Let's see. So. Okay, so let's see them all. How many creatures can this affect?
Anything within 30 feet. So it's all of them.
Wow. Nice.
All right, let's see what we got.
Nice.
That's literally the entire point. I wanted them to swarm us and then I'd pop this.
So yeah, it'll hit all of them.
This is amazing.
And whatever the necklace does, because I don't fully understand its power, so hopefully it's somehow
okay.
Making it better.
Yeah, what it does mechanically is when you expend it as it did, it means that these creatures get disadvantage to their saving throws.
Yes.
And so what that means is that literally every single one of these literally turns and just books it. Now, when they do this, your men who are heartened by this all, you know, like aim like shots at their back and like try to strike them, and indeed, as I roll
many
times,
attacks of opportunity,
yes, that's what I mean, yep, for sure. Yes. And multiple ones of those are hit, so let's see, it's gonna be
Sod, you beautiful bastard.
Right.
You may think it's good, but you look Olix in
right.
serious pain.
That's the
fine.
Good news. Now you
that's
do
okay.
not you do not run. Obviously, jokes aside, from yourself, but you are yeah. going to take pain as a consequence. You have elected the way of pain.
Was waiting for that.
It was right there,
Alec. You take 13 points of damage as this energy pulses through you, and it feels as if it's coming from the necklace through the hand. Now, there is a weird experience that you have where, what, even though you're doing this and this is happening, you also simultaneously kind of feel uplifted at the same time that you're in pain. It's a very hard explanation, but it's this sort
to
of
the pain.
This divided consciousness in within you is there. So.
Very Catholic.
Maybe a, like a visual. Would they see visually, like?
They would. I mean, I unless you're making a heroic effort to avoid showing anything,
grunting pain. Like, yeah. From doing it.
Then I mean, you would absolutely do it, and a couple of your troops actually look over at you. But they're obviously busy, you know, trying to deal with these creatures. So, but yes. Okay. So that's going
and then they'll say, try to focus on them. Don't attack individual ones. Take out as many as we can before they come back to attack.
Okay. This would be one of the more successful mass undead turns I've ever seen. Actually.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Well, the cleric one would have killed them outright, which I'm not a cleric.
Yeah, but you know, listen, the symbol of holy symbol Ravenkind.
How long does that last?
For 1 minute or until it takes damage.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get to keep redoing instantly. So we're talking 10 turns in combat, 6 seconds a turn.
That's a lot.
And that means 10 turns, and if you don't damage them, now once you do damage them, they turn around. But so it's pretty OP there. Okay, that leads us to Valley next. Is Valley doing anything particular, Django?
Not really.
Actually, I'll switch back over the map because Agatha is going up next anyway.
Yeah. He is going to. These things are quite scary. He does not like them at all.
Bark bird.
Yeah. But he is, what he's going to do is fly the fuck over here is what he's going to do. Screw that. There. Yeah, he's like, I'm out. Actually, that's a little too close.
You literally flipped him the bird. And
yeah, pretty much. Okay. Ah, no, thank you.
All right. You do that. That leads us to Agatha. Weller is going to be on deck. Agatha, what would you like to do?
Ooh, okay. Agatha uses a bonus action to cast... Can I make that jump? How far is that jump? I can't make that jump. All right.
I was like, which jump?
I was gonna jump up, but I don't think Agatha can make the jump in actuality. So she will cast a quickly step on herself again to make it 45 feet
okay.
for movement.
Dusk elves can't jump.
yeah, that is not in her wheelhouse. And then... I can't decide. Ooh.
That you should live or die.
No, we're good. Okay. I'm gonna cast Resilient Sphere on myself. This like resilient energy bubble appears around Agatha, and she is just gonna keep running.
Okay.
Here, I'll give all the info for that in the chat. Boom.
Nothing can pass through the barrier, in or out. Immune to all damage. Can't damage anything outside of it. Can use the action to push against the sphere's walls. This is what I'm going to say, though. I don't believe that you can spider climb and resilient sphere. In fact, if you look at it, the action says an enclosed creature can use this action to push against the sphere's walls and thus roll the sphere at up to half the creature's speed. But it essentially, spell effects can't pass through the barrier, Dot. So if you're going to...
But if I drop spider climb, I could still land on my feet.
You could do that. Run. And I then want you to know that one of the awesomest things about this is that you get to roll a hamster ball up
that
a spiral staircase.
That's my goal. All the way down the staircase.
Are you going to bowl them off the stairs?
That's the goal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm dropping one to do the other. So yeah, I think she'll give up on spider climb. She's just going to barrel through them. She needs to get to the top.
Well, okay.
This has been the wildest game of D&D.
Absolutely. So you're rolling up?
By rolling to the bottom.
I'm
running.
Are you running up or down? That's really important.
Oh, that's a really
I saw this tactic
question.
In a Family Guy episode once, I'm sure.
I'm a 12-year-old boy at heart. Don't judge me. Okay, so I think I'm going to go up because if I go down, there's a whole lot of them. Is it there?
I mean... I don't know. You've only seen four so far, but they did come from below.
I'm going up.
Okay. So, and that's fine. You can definitely do that. So
yeah, I'm going up.
So you land in the sphere and you begin to crawl upwards. I'm trying to think about the speed that you can do with that sphere. I guess
quickly step.
I had quickly stepped, yeah. So it's 45 feet is how far I can go this turn.
Okay, so I would say that you're probably here. Now, if you get to here, so this creature is like clinging to the wall. You could theoretically try to bash into it, I guess. You could try to do that. There is possible potential that you could be thrown off the stairs somehow.
Right.
So you could just ignore it and just keep climbing up.
And just large enough to contain the creature or object inside. I mean, let's go big or go home, right? So yeah, I'm gonna bash it.
Okay.
I'm gonna use it. I mean, bash what's the worst that can happen? Unabashedly.
Unabashedly. Okay. All right, we're gonna bring you up there. Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to click that. Ignore
that's
that.
That's okay. Sorry, I think I accidentally put you underneath the vampire thing. I really do not want you to snap to grid board. Please don't do that.
Just hold Alt while you position.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'd rather not have to keep doing it because then it immediately forgets that, and then every time I don't do it.
Every program I've ever used has a snap to grid, and it drives me nuts.
It's
so
a pain.
Pain.
Like, there's like, I can get rid of it if I unenable, but I don't want to not enable the grid. I just don't want it to snap to grid. Anyway, okay. Yeah, Zach, it's just a jump to the left.
Break free of the grid, Arv. Break free of the grid.
Break free of the grid. Okay, so I am going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to make a dexterity attack for me, basically. I think that's what this is. You're rolling up, and you're trying to bash into the thing. So,
okay, do I get anything?
I don't think you're really proficient in rolling sphere attack, I have to say.
Hamster
ball challenge is not.
It would be the same regardless. Okay.
If you were my son who does nothing but watch, like,
look, there's an Overwatch,
you know,
character
obstacle course
ball
shows on Netflix now. Then that's
22.
Wow. All right.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's a hit. I'm going to. Let me see. I'm gonna
just barrel.
I would hope so that a 22 is a hit.
I'm gonna ask you to roll. I'm gonna ask you to roll 1d8 for your damage, and then I'm gonna make a dexterity saving throw by this thing to see if it falls off the wall. Okay. It is pretty good defenses against this. 7 points of damage. Okay. So let's see. That's over there. Okay. This is
so
obviously
ridiculous.
Bludgeoning damage. Okay, now it needs to make the save. It is pretty good about this stuff, though. It is not.
It's about that time in this process where I start losing stuff.
But every so often, you have a crit fail, and that's what happens. So this thing goes, and way down below, you hear this horrific thud. And that was a long fall. Yep. May not have killed it, but it sure took a lot of damage.
He did it.
Broke a lot of it. Broke it in several places.
Okay, so, and also, I suppose, to be clear, no, wait, I have to do lower than that.
Yeah,
okay, there we go. Oh, man.
Hilarious.
You hear a hiss from down below.
A weak.
A weak, like.
Paul Rubens' death sequence down there.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so there you go. So you bash into it. And yeah, okay, that is your turn, and what an eventful turn it was.